This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We have to bump up Tier Tuesday a little bit because Mike Vrabel speaking live the day prior to Patriots training camp coming up here about 25 minutes from now at 11:30. I'd stick around on Jones and Keefe. You'll hear it live here. You can stream Jones and Keefe anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We'll get an update on Keefe's B story. We got Tommy Curran, 12:30. We got Kiefer Madness at 12:45. So a lot in store coming up on today's show, including the head coach of the New England Patriots, less than a half hour from now. But, Keith, it's Tier Tuesday.
Sure is.
What are we tearing off today?
Well, on the eve of Patriots training camp, let's take a look at the positions.
Nice.
That's right, Jones. The best positions. We're tiering Patriots positional groups today.
Yeah.
We're very excited about this. Everyone, I'm sure, has their favorite. We're going to begin, of course, with the top tier being the sexiest position.
Certainly the sexiest position.
Use your imagination. It can be literally anything.
Position group.
Right.
Yeah, Patriots right. Position group.
But that's the top tier.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
The second tier, the reverse Paul Brown.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some would argue is the sexiest, but for us, it's going to be the second tier down.
Okay.
The third tier, let's just go with something that gets the job done.
Got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Wow, these are very Schefter heavy.
Got the job done. Yeah, well, Schefter's horny. Schefter, remember he had that stretch there where everything was about, he's like, oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a horny little bro. He is a horny little bro.
Yeah, he's like, I had the Orlandis Gary signing right after I made love. You're like, what?
and she liked it too.
These guys on podcast, yeah, apparently he got the job done.
A little hurt.
The tier below that, we're dealing with amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Okay.
Well,
they don't know what they're doing.
They're not great.
They're
amateurs,
right.
But they don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
And then finally, simply for position groups, the bottom tier would just be can't win with them.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Can't right. do it.
There might be a lot of those on
can't
this team,
do it.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go both sides of the ball here. A couple special teams positions in there. So, Billy, throw out the position, and we will tier these bad boys up.
Quarterback.
All right. So quarterback, Drake May. As well as Josh Dobbs and Ben Woolridge.
Oh, they got Ben Woolridge.
They do have Ben Woolridge.
Nice. I personally am downgrading this, Keith, to gets the job done.
Okay.
personally.
Yeah.
Because
we're both high on May.
I believe in May.
Yeah.
I want to see more out of it. If this is going to sound stupid, if Milton were here, I'd be a little higher on the position.
Oh, my God.
Quite frankly.
All right.
But it's the positional group. It's not just the starter.
They got the Pastrnak.
I would say it gets the job done.
I think so, too.
Got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Every which way it gets the job done. Yeah.
Very good. Running backs.
So I think Ramondre Stevenson could go either way here. Ramondre Stevenson could come back and regain form as the team's top back, and we don't even really think about what happened last year, and you're like, all right, he's pretty good. Or he gets bumped down. He might not even be on the roster, but I do like Trevion Henderson. They used a second-round pick. When we did our draft breakdown back in April, after the round one, Patriots had the top pick, and we're saying, who do you want them to take? I said, Trevion Henderson, and they took him. So obviously I'm very high on that pick. I think it's one of their better position groups, to be honest.
So I'm teetering. Is it reverse Paul Brown or is it gets the job done? Because if I'm going to be consistent, I got to see it out of Drake May. Well, we definitely have to see it out of Trevion Henderson before we just chalk him up as like an awesome running back. Stevenson is good-ish.
So there's two ways to look at this.
Gibson is good-ish. Henderson is the real swing here. So do we project or do we go more wait and see?
I think that this needs to have a little projection to it.
Okay.
Right? Just like any of the preseason power rankings, like rookies are on there. How do you think they're going to do? That kind of thing. Where you drafted them. The other question I guess I would have is this compared to other position groups on the team, or are you looking at this like compared to other running back rooms?
Not to skirt the question, but I'd say a little bit of both.
Oh, fun.
I'd say, you know, like, I think big picture, we're going to have to think about it within the context of the league, but there's a little bit of it within the team as well.
Because I think it's one of their better position groups, without tipping my hand completely.
Reverse Paul Brown?
No, but I also think if you ranked it amongst the league, like if you're using that as like a little bit of a tiebreaker.
So gets the job done.
Like none of them were top 20 running backs in the league.
I think gets the job done is the right place.
Me too.
Yeah, okay.
Got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Easy, Kevin.
Wide receivers.
Kevin's like, don't bring me into this.
Wide receiver. Wide receiver could go a couple different ways. So Steph Diggs, we got some positive news on.
One way.
We are dealing with amateurs.
No, lower.
It's lower.
Probably lower.
Can't win with these
guys. So I guess my argument would be, can Diggs talk them up to the second to last tier, or even with Diggs, are they the bottom tier? Because I would argue they probably are 30th receiver group in the NFL, right? Somewhere in that territory.
Let's say you're getting Houston Diggs, okay? The Bills Diggs is gone. Even the last year in Buffalo for Stephon Diggs, he was not the same vintage guy. Let's say, and I think this is giving him a lot of credit, you're getting Houston Diggs, a guy who's on pace for a 1,000-yard season, eight touchdowns, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's say you get that. I still can't win with him.
All right.
Because who else is there?
So this is how you'd answer. So anybody that would want to put them in amateurs, you would say, who is their second best wide receiver? And whatever the answer is, doesn't even matter what it is, you say, okay, bottom tier. You could say Pop Douglas. I'd say, okay.
You could say, I hope to God it's Kyle Williams.
Kyle's great.
And then you go, they have a great drafting track record.
Yep.
Mac Hollins, you go, it's Mac Hollins, and he's not even healthy right now.
So let the record show, I'm probably more optimistic in a Steph Diggs good season than most, and I would even still admit this is a bottom tier position.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
We're shockingly very in lockstep so far on these positions.
So far, so good.
Okay, what else we got?
Tight ends.
All right, tight end group. Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, who is currently out. Jaheim Bell and Jack Westover.
Oh, they got Westover.
Jack Westover.
Nice.
Hunter Henry, though, solid tight end. Got votes in there. He's not a top 10 tight end, but he's definitely top half of the league.
Right, so this goes back to your running back question. Are we comparing it to the rest of the league, or are we comparing it to the roster? This feels to me the definition of gets the job done. There are two really solid tight ends. There's nothing special there. Henry's going to catch what's available to him. He's going to pick up the yardage that's available to him. Nothing more than that. Hooper's a nice second tight end. This is more gets the job
done. You could change the baseball war stat to wins above Henry.
Yeah.
Wah. The football wah
the
stat.
Wah.
Wah.
Oh, the wah stat.
Wins above Henry.
Yeah.
You want to make sure your tight end's better than Hunter Henry, but a lot of them aren't. So I think, they're get the job done.
Okay. Got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Every which way.
All right. Good.
Offensive line.
All right, let's put all the offensive
line. Cannot play with him.
Okay.
Cannot win with him.
Don't even coach with him.
Don't
even spend time.
Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. Don't even spend time.
I agree, but let me just point this out real quick. Some of these breakdowns that we looked at, all the different lists and power rankings, sometimes separate tackles from interior linemen.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
But right now, it looks like a Will Campbell, Cole Strange, Garrett Bradbury, Mike Onwenu, Morgan Moses.
Okay. So can I just go through those real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Will Campbell might be a
stud.
Guard.
Stud.
No, what?
Will Campbell probably is a guard. You're okay. Right. Let me correct myself. Okay. Morgan Moses isn't going to stay healthy. Onwenu, friend of the show.
Love him.
Overweight.
What?
I don't know who the center.
Some are saying he's 400 pounds.
Or the left. Some are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't seen that.
Yes.
Who is tackle from Florida?
I wish, dude.
Host
they
the
got him.
Onwenu, host of the week?
Desmond Watson?
Onwenu, host of the week?
Onwenu could very well be host of the week. Okay. Actually, put him up there on my list of guys to watch.
Yeah.
If he's really, like, humping out there at 400 pounds,
right.
Like sign
if,
me up.
If our water glasses start shaking, like, that's a problem.
Like Jurassic Park? Onwenu took the field. So
he's
I'm excited about that.
Okay, me
just
too.
Just a huge dude just falling out of his uniform.
Yeah.
I want that.
But can't win with him.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's about as bad as it gets.
Well, Will Campbell might be a guard. Cole Strange might be a center. Garrett Bradbury might be a bum. Like, you just go down the list. It's tough go.
If we're going to rank within the tier, it's below wide receivers, but they're on the same tier. Can't win with them.
Yeah.
So we're done the offense, Keith?
That's it.
We have three positions. Get the job done.
Hell
quarterback,
yeah.
Running back, tight end, and two can't win with them. Wide receiver, offensive line. That's not a great start.
Good luck to Josh McDaniels on the upcoming season.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do we got?
Defensive tackles.
All right, D-tackles. I think this is reverse
Paul Brown.
This is reverse Paul Brown, yes.
You think so?
Well, what do you think? Yeah. I think Barmore, Milton Williams, I do think they have their own questions. Like, can Milton Williams be more than a 50% player? How does Barmore come back from what was a scary health situation last year?
It was a big investment into Williams.
I'm going reverse Paul Brown.
All right, that's optimistic.
Okay.
Yeah, someone's got to be up there.
Look, arrow pointing up on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay.
Reverse Paul Brown, D-tackle.
Reverse Paul Brown.
Edge rushes.
I think we're dealing with amateurs.
I think we might be. Who's their best edge rusher?
Landry?
It's probably Harold Landry
the kid
III.
From LSU that you just drafted?
Brandon Swenson. Where does White fit in? We should have spent
more time on this. What is Keon White?
I would put him in the edge category, but he can bump into the D-tackle category.
There is definitely some potential there. Like, he could be really good. I like his snarl. He's got a little bit of nastiness to him.
Good snarl.
A lot of snarl. I don't think you guys ever smiled.
Hated Gerard Mayo. That's a plus.
Hated being drafted.
Yeah.
Hey, you just got drafted and your dreams have come true.
Hated being drafted.
You're pissed.
Hated. Certainly Mayo. I do think he liked Bill.
He hated Mayo.
So
he likes Vrabel, though.
So there's something he likes in there.
He's another one of these swing players, though, because there is a version of this season where he's, like, really good. And you're like, oh, that guy's
on the map. Back
but
and
also,
we go,
you're not really – I wouldn't bet on it.
No, we look back and we go, oh, wow, we were too low on this positional group. But Harold Landry has been to a Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
One time Pro Bowl.
Yep.
You know, you're talking about Kalavon Chasen, who's a former high pick, who now is here.
So you think they're a get the job done or an amateur?
No. I think they're amateurs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I even if everything clicks, what are they? I
think we are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah. Keon White's the one with real upside. And
right. We
saw first 2 weeks of last year, he looked like a beast and a future Pro Bowler. And then he was kind of invisible outside of bad plays the rest of the year.
Linebackers.
All right. Robert Spillane is a good addition. He's going to gobble up some tackles.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What else is he doing?
Not much. I mean, he'll, you know, got, running back picks up 5 yards. He'll take him to the ground.
I kind of thought the Jack Gibbons signing was okay, Keith.
You like the Jack Gibbons signing?
Well, I thought because he had a background with Vrabel, Reese came out with a roster today, like a 53-man roster. Gibbons wasn't even on it.
Oh, son of a gun.
So I think this is more
amateurs. Was Jelani Tavai still on it?
I think this is more, yes. I think this is more amateurs. And if you just want to use Tavai as the case in point that he can't deal with the media.
They still have Anthony Jennings, too, right?
Yeah.
Still have him?
Like, I don't think the front seven is great. I like the D-tackles.
Okay.
I don't think the front seven on this team is great.
Amateurs?
Amateurs.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Okay, agreed.
Cornerbacks,
their best position group.
The question certainly the sexiest position.
Question is, how high do we go?
I don't even know if it warrants that. Or does it? So I guess Carlton Davis is kind of a wild card. NFI list to start. Christian Gonzalez, legitimately one of the best corners in football.
Who's your third corner?
Is it Marcus Jones?
Yeah, I like Marcus Jones, but I think I like him because he returns kicks and they should use him on offense.
They should. Do you know that he plays offense? Somebody should tell him that.
Does Josh McDaniels know he plays offense?
Yeah,
That's the key.
Yeah.
But he's been dinged up a lot. He's undersized. I like him. I wouldn't say he's a great third corner. I think it's fine. I would say reverse Paul Brown, Keith.
Okay. Yeah, because we already have D-tackle up there. The cornerback group, if it was a power ranking within the tiers, would you put them better than the D-tackles?
In the tier, yes.
Yeah.
I would say it's the best position group on the team, but I think it should be on the same
but
tier.
But it doesn't deserve to be like at the top.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Yeah, that's a good spot for it.
Safeties.
I think safeties probably get the job done.
So good.
I think they should be, they like on paper probably should be higher. I think many people will probably get, this will probably be the one people argue with the most. They'll be like, oh, it's Duggar and Peppers. Those guys are higher than that. I don't know. I don't think so.
I think they're
Duggar can tackle.
Like Marcus Epps?
He can't cover.
People love the Eraser, Craig Woodson.
That's a good nickname.
People love him.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about him yet.
You can play all three of them.
We're going to be there tomorrow. Yeah, and I think...
just been erased.
It sounds like he's a guy who's going to play quite a bit. That's Craig Woodson.
Every time Woodson makes a stick, we play that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Duggar...
just been erased.
Duggar and Peppers, to me, are great coming forward. They're great in the run game or smacking a running back out of the field, backfield on a screen.
Yeah.
In the passing game, I don't think either one's very good. I think they get the job done. I think they're fine. Neither one's anything special. Get the job done.
Okay.
Got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Except against the pass.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Kicker.
Kicker.
Amateur.
Well, yeah, we got a rookie kicker, right?
Yeah.
Sixth-round pick out of Miami.
Yeah.
Andy Borogalis.
I believe, by the way, Reese had a note on
this
a few weeks ago.
He's 36?
I don't love that. It's Marcus
Well, they haven't given their real numbers yet.
Or have they? I feel like that was a Belichick thing. But maybe you might be right. You might be right. I'm sure once they get cut down, he can switch.
Still a college kicker wearing 36.
It's weird.
Reese had a note on this the other day. Since 2020 or something like that, there have only been like five kickers drafted, and the Patriots have taken three of them.
Oh,
it's something.
And the hit rate's high.
I don't have the stat exactly right. But Reese had a note on this. It blew my mind. There's no real way to get it into the show. How much kicker talk do you want to do? But I read that stat and I was like, wow, no one drafts kickers. These guys do, and they all stink. I'm gonna say amateurs.
Yeah, Jake Moody was drafted. He kind of stinks.
Yeah, I'm gonna say amateurs. Not can't win with them. I'm gonna say amateurs on the kicker. Andy, I think we're calling him Andy Borogalis.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Andy Borogalis.
And right? Punta.
Bryce Behringer. Behringer.
Amateur.
They also drafted him a couple years ago.
You have to draft specialists.
Did they trade up for him?
Probably. They traded up for a long snapper this year, didn't they?
It was the seventh round.
Okay. That's a seventh-round long snapper. That's stupid.
Well, yeah.
You shouldn't draft
you need a long snapper, Jones, don't you?
Scrap heap. I would say amateur for kicker and punter.
I think Bryce Behringer was drafted higher than Tom Brady was.
Yeah, I thought he was in the fifth round. I thought they move up for him.
No, he was a sixth-rounder, but he was just higher in the sixth than Tom Brady was.
Excellent.
All right, so taking a look at it.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Pat's positional groups, tiering the positions, the sexiest of all positions was left empty.
We don't have anything in that tier.
Nobody in the top tier.
There's no elite talent in the top tier, the sexiest tier. It's blank.
We're nothing if not fair. And so nobody deserved to be in there, so it is blank.
This is the first time in the history of Jones and Keith.
An open top tier.
We've had an open tier.
Open tier.
Yeah. Wow.
The reverse Paul Brown. The second tier would be D tackles and cornerbacks.
Nailed it.
I think so.
I think it's perfect.
The gets the job done in every which way, Kevin, would be quarterback, running back, tight end, safety.
Perfect.
We are dealing with amateurs, the edge, linebackers, sort of your off-the-ball middle linebackers, kicker, punter.
Okay.
And then can't win with them, wide receiver, O-line.
Yeah, you can't win
with
those
they
guys.
Remain the worst two position groups on the team.
So I think this is a fair point, and this is something we've been trying to square away ourselves. Text line 617-779-7937 says, I need an explanation.
That's a great question.
You guys say the Pats are going to win 9 or 10 games, but your tiers say they might win 5.
It's wild.
This was the experience with all the Jeremy Fowler ranks.
Yep.
There's a simple answer. The answer is they play a horrible schedule this year.
They have the best schedule in the conference.
Right. When I say horrible, I mean they have so many winnable games. That's the answer. They play trash teams.
But I also think that there is a chance that Christian Gonzalez is like defensive player of the year
levels
type
up.
Level. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Stephon Gilmore won D player of the year here, right?
Great.
So it's not just edge rushers. It could be somebody like Gonzalez.
Well, and we're allowing for some upside. Like,
and I think Drake May could be good.
Drake May could move to the reverse Paul Brown team.
Yeah.
He could. Vrabel, we didn't even really evaluate in this, but I do think Vrabel.
Coaching is improved.
It's way improved
way
from
improved,
a year.
Right.
I don't even like McDaniels, but that's an improvement as well.
Yeah.
So to me, I mean, those are some of the answers, but they do not.
But it is comical.
Look at our tiers.
Yeah.
They do not have elite talent. They don't.
No.
They don't.
But I would say the last team in the playoffs, probably every year, you can do this exercise. They're not exactly loaded with talent. They've added an extra playoff team. 10 wins automatically gets you in. 9 wins, depending on the tiebreakers, gets you in. So I don't think it's that crazy. That's why football's different than baseball and hockey, where like you can be a playoff team but not a Super Bowl contender. Like in baseball, you just get in, you could win the World Series. Football, you can't. The 2021 Patriots are a great example. They made the playoffs. Really good season for them to get 10 wins out of a Mac Jones team. But then you played a real team in the playoffs, and you got just your asses handed to you. So that happens in football. So I think that's sort of best case scenario for this team this year, is be like the last team into the playoffs, get that experience, and then hopefully be even better the following year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
617-779-7937. How we do on our tiers, you can let us know there. Keep your eyes out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Tiers will be up there shortly. We have Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at 12:30. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. On the way next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, you'll hear from the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.